WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 57 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at the University Drive exit. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Blinn College trustees have approved the purchase of land for a new campus in West Bryan. Groundbreaking on the first building on 94 acres at Leonard Road and FM 2818 is expected later this year, with the first classes starting the year after next. Blinn Trustees President Douglas Bohart noted the location's proximity to Highway 47 and FM 60 as one of the reasons for selecting the property.
It will serve as a centerpiece for future development in West Bryan while respecting the city's current infrastructure. Blinn College will begin immediately to work closely with the City of Bryan and other partners to develop this property, with a goal of hosting classes as early as the fall of 2017.
When fully developed, the new campus will accommodate 10 to 15,000 students. The land will cost $3.8 million. That and construction expenses will be covered by bonds and a capital campaign. Blinn's current campus at 29th and Villa Maria will continue to be used, as will administrative offices that are in the process of being moved to the Tejas Center. Texas A&M System schools and agencies have finished their first round of presentations to state lawmakers. Representative John Rainey of Bryan is a member of the House Appropriations Committee.
From a standpoint of what we would like to do locally, I think we're probably trying to help A&M that helps our community. A&M has cut their expenses and put that money, their administrative expenses, and putting that into salaries and education and also in research. So I think that's good.
The flagship campus recently announced eliminating more than $8 million of non-faculty positions, though officials have not released any details. The family of Atkinson Toyota dealerships has grown to South Dallas. Paul Atkinson has announced the purchase of what's been an underperforming store.
That whole area has lots of good old Aggies there. And you know, our name, for the number of years that we've been here in Bryan, now having that name recognition in Dallas should be helpful. We're looking at a $6 to $7 million expansion of the facility, just a facility improvement.
Darren Day was promoted from Bryan to become general manager of the new location. Atkinson says they're in talks to acquire between two and four more dealerships. A Bryan man whose car failed inspection in College Station is accused of threatening to shoot the inspector. According to the arrest report, 22-year-old Jeremy Galvan denies displaying the 9mm pistol that police found in the car, along with four magazines containing a combined 81 bullets. The inspector said before he called police, Galvan pointed the gun to the ground and yelled he wasn't paying for the inspection fee, and if he had to, he would get his car keys by force. After calling police, the inspector said Galvan paid for the inspection and begged for his keys so he could leave before officers arrived. Galvan was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Two more members of the Bryan Police Department's 10 Most Wanted list have been arrested. 22-year-old Joel Olivara of College Station was caught after leading officers on a foot chase from a disturbance. Olivara was wanted for eight warrants on assault and drug charges, along with a motion to revoke probation on two prior convictions of possession of a controlled substance. And another man was wanted for 2 years on a criminal trespass charge. 64-year-old Kenneth Mize was arrested yesterday, according to the police department's Facebook page. WTAW News Time is 6:09, is 57 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Douglas Nissan. For more, go online to WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, everybody in the Brazos Valley. Sovac City has moved. We're in our new Sovac City Superstore. Sovac City Superstore is located between Deacon and Rock Prairie on the feeder road, next to the Howard Johnson Motel. Sovac City Superstore is larger than ever. We have over 50 sewing machines, over 50 vacuum cleaners, bags, belts, filters. We have it all. Sovac City, once again on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Good morning, 610 Brazos Valley weather, brought to you by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norma G. Tractor. Go to normagtractor.com.
We'll become partly cloudy as we go through the night, with low temperatures fairly mild, between 50 and 55 degrees, and it's going to be warm.
You're killing me. You're just killing me. All right, here's the weather. How about an updated weather forecast? Because last night's weather is not going to help any.
Connor on Candy 95.
Really? On Candy 95?
92.
Hello.
And that's wrap.
Okay. Well, it's going well, I'd say. Let's have a high temperature today of about 71 degrees. Low temperature tonight will be 64. We do have a 30% chance of showers. About 75 on Saturday. Saturday night, we'll have a low of 50. It turns not so nice after that. 54 for a high temperature on Sunday. Sunday night, it'll be 34, so a 40% chance of rain on Sunday and Sunday night. Monday, 50-50 chance of showers, and then Monday night, we got a chance of freezing rain. Won't be real bad because we'll be about 31, and then on Tuesday, a high of 45. So expect that to be what it is. Southeasterly winds at 14. Now he's off Candy 95, and he'll do sports here.
My apologies. Sorry about that. Yeah, we got a bunch going on, as a matter of fact. A lot of women's athletics last night. AM women's basketball shocked a whole lot of people, knocking off Kentucky on the road. The Consol Lady Tigers advance, as well as the Rutter Laney Rangers moving on to the next round of the playoffs. We'll have all that and more coming up in sports, and we'll do it for you about 6:50.
Yeah, you know, and it was a little chilly in Lexington. For instance, I'm looking right now. It's 11 below zero in Lexington, Kentucky. It is 11 below zero.
When they were leaving the arena at the end of the game, the commentator pulled open his phone and said, "And it's one, so we get to go outside."
Yeah. Chill factor right now is 26 below zero. Now, I'm just thinking those folks aren't necessarily used to that.
Mm-mm.
You know, their high today is 24. Sunday night, they get a low of 4. And
yeah,
then Monday, it's a low of 0.
We're getting freezing rain maybe on Monday.
Yeah, but you know what? We ain't got 11 below 0. That's a bipolar vortex. Oh, very nice. Thank you. So we've got, as if we needed more, but we have more information on that little dust-up at that Indian wedding.
Oh, the seizure.
Yes. Yeah. Even more.
Where she ditched him to pick up the friend that was at the wedding, right?
That's it. In case you missed it yesterday, and if you did, you need a note from your doctor. 25-year-old groom named Jugal Kishore suffered an epileptic seizure just as his wedding ceremony was about to start. Rushed to the hospital. Nobody bothered to tell his 23-year-old bride, Indira, why he was not there. So, you know,
she thought he got cold feet,
so to speak. The deal is, I mean, I guess they have wedding ceremonies and stuff that last a long time, and it's probably spread out, and there are probably a lot of people there, and, well, you know, communications breakdowns happen. So she improvised ditching the groom, married one of the wedding guests instead. That was her sister's brother-in-law. So, groom released from the hospital and returns to the wedding just in time to see his wife that would have been in the arms of her new husband.
No.
Yes. What we didn't have yesterday is a massive fight broke out, apparently, between the two families involving spoons and plates and dishes used as weapons. Good knives weren't used. They just used spoons. Careful, I'll spoon you. In the end, she stayed with her new husband. And this guy, Jugal, had to accept reality. Nobody arrested in the brawl.
Man, wow. Goodness. That's a bad day.
That is
a bad day.
How was your weekend? Well,
could have gone better.
Yeah, fights in our families usually break out over spoons, not with spoons. Info.
Nation.
Oh, man. I'm going to stay with him. I mean, anyway.
I think that definitely falls in it. So you think you've got problems.
Yeah. I'm guessing this is one of those arranged deals. I mean, just speculating. But
the fix was in.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cornerstone Home Health, Zwirneman Flooring, The Sleep Station, and Tom Light Chevrolet. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
There you are at 6:15. That's us. News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's the 20th of February. It's day 51. Got 314 of them to go. It's Cherry Pie Day.
Eh.
It's Hootie Hoo Day, which is
Hootie Hoo.
Yeah. And this one, which makes me feel warm inside. It's UN World Day for Social Justice.
Oh, social justice.
Yeah,
warriors.
I just, man, that'll be wonderful.
Is there any way we could just float that thing off down to the Hudson River?
I don't know. I'm going to have to go find that mission statement. I just want to feel all warm and fuzzy. All right, birthdays.
Rihanna is 27 years old, the singer. Yeah. She's from Barbados. Miles Teller is 28 from Divergent in the Whiplash movie. Justin Verlander.
Verlander, okay, yeah. Fine, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, he's a former Cy Young winner, but he's actually going out with Kate Upton.
Okay.
He wins.
Yeah.
Lily Taylor is 48 from Say Anything. Cindy Crawford is 49 years old.
49, yep. Really? Wow.
Ron Eldred, 50 years old from Justified.
Oh, okay, sure.
Fritz Stewart is 51. Circumference, the round mound of rebound. Charles Barkley is 52. Yeah. Patty Hearst is 61.
She just, you know, had a win there at the Westminster Dog Show. And she's just like us, remember.
I thought I heard her name the other day.
Yeah, yep. You did. Yeah, that's it. Okay.
Walter Becker, 65, one of the founders of Steely Dan. Ivana Trump is 66. Sandy Duncan is 69.
She's from Wichita Falls.
I don't think I knew that.
Yeah.
John Jerome Giles, the founder of Jay Giles Band, is 69. Sidney Poitier is 88 on today.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I got.
Mitch McConnell, Mr. Kentucky Senator, 73. Wonder if he's home where it's 11 below zero.
Oh, I doubt it.
Yeah, probably not. Peter Strauss, actor dude, 68. And just kind of interesting, today is the anniversary of Karen Cummings having a child. First of five, all born on the same day, just different years.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Different years.
She's nothing if not consistent.
56, 50, 61, and 66. Yep. Yep.
No kidding.
Yep. Kind of a...
That's
statistically,
pretty cool.
Yeah. Statistically, I don't know how that could happen. All right. It's Saturday is card reading day. I don't know if that's like playing cards or Hallmark. International Mother Language Day.
Huh?
It goes along with, I'm sure, World Justice Day. That's something we can relate to a little more. National Sticky Bun Day.
Yeah,
all right,
that would be.
Birthday's on Saturday.
Sophie Turner's 19. She's in soap opera with swords. Yeah. Corbin Ballou is 26 from High School Musical. Ashley Green, 28 from the Twilight movies. Charlotte Church, the opera singer, is 29. Jennifer Love Hewitt is 36.
She's from Waco.
Yes, she is. Billy Baldwin is 52. That's all I really have to say about that.
Yeah, okay.
Christopher Atkins is 54. Mary Chapin Carpenter, who I like a lot, is 57. Kelsey Grammer is 60. William L. Peterson is 62. He was in the CSIs.
And still clipping coupons from that because he's an executive producer of all of them.
Oh, I didn't know that
Yeah, pretty good.
Anthony Daniels, the guy that played C-3PO, and one of only two that have been in every one of the Star Wars movies, is 69 years old. Alan Rickman is 69. He's made a couple movies.
Die Hard.
Harry Potter.
He fell off the building in Die Hard, if you'll remember. Anyway, yeah.
Tyne Daly. She's 69 years old. David Geffen, who's fallen off his pile, is 72.
Wow, okay.
Saturday.
On Sunday, it's Be Humble Day, which goes along with International Mother Language Day and World Social Justice
Be
Day.
Humble? Oh, yeah. Lord, it's hard to?
Yeah, something like that. Daytona 500, of course, is on Sunday.
Don't you make fun of that NASCAR.
Walking the Dog Day on Sunday.
Do it Sunday, yo-yo? Not Monday.
Yeah, it depends on the weather, I would think, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was yo-yos.
Oh, yeah, well, I guess you could do that, yeah, if you don't own a pooch. All right, birthday's on Sunday.
Rajon Rondo, 29 years old, the new Dallas Mavericks point guard. Drew Barrymore is 40. James Blunt, British singer, is 41, and he was also a tank driver. If you've ever heard him sing, you wouldn't believe it. Jerry Ryan is 47 from the Star Trek Voyager series. Rachel Dratch is 49. She's SNL and then went on to 30 Rock.
Yeah.
Dr. Day, Julius Irving, 65 years old. Julia Walters is 65. John Ashton is 67. He was Sergeant Taggett in the Beverly Hills Cop movies.
Ah.
And Jonathan Demme, 71 years old.
Yeah. Kyle MacLachlan, now in Portlandia, but has done a lot of stuff. Vijay Singh, golfer dude, 52. Yeah. Tennis dude Michael Chang, 43. That's enough at 6:20.
Yeah. The conservative underground meets right now. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani told the crowd he does not believe Obama loves America. Now, it's not difficult to understand how he arrives at this observation. This is the president who vowed to fundamentally transform the United States. You really want to transform a country you love? He engaged in a full-fledged American apology tour upon entering office. He criticized American exceptionalism on the world stage. He doesn't believe in that. And yes, for 20 years, he sat in the pews of his friend, his pastor, Jeremiah Wright, the guy who after 9/11 said, GD America, and America's chickens have come home to roost. You know what? It's just hard to believe Ronald Reagan or Bill Clinton would have engaged in such behavior. Oh, and then there's Bill Ayers, Bernadine Dorn, Frank Marshall Davis, Alinsky, Acorn. You get the picture.
Join Sean later today right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings. Because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
It's time for the Brazos County Cattle Barons Ball. Join us February 28th for Boots and Bells, an evening at the County Fair. And get ready for delicious food, great music from Rick Trevino and me, Clayton Gardner. The best midway in town and a good old country time. Of course, it all benefits the American Cancer Society as they finish the fight against cancer. So get your tickets today at BrazosCountyCBB.org and join Rick and I for a night at the fair you won't forget. February 28th, the Brazos County Expo.
I'm Jennifer Kashinko with Your Money Now. BP has lost its bid to reduce the maximum civil fine of $13.7 billion it could face for its role in the 2010 Gulf oil spill. A judge has rejected BP's appeal to pay a cap of $3,000 per barrel under the Clean Water Act. The court has yet to decide the amount of responsibility and final penalty the firm will pay for the disaster. On Wall Street, futures little changed after stocks closed mixed yesterday. The Dow Industrials fell 44. The Nasdaq gained 18. Fox Business Network's Adam Shapiro says Walmart shares dropped 3.2%.
The nation's largest employer, Walmart, had a rough day after posting earnings that showed revenue missed expectations.
YouTube is releasing a new app for children called YouTube Kids. The Wall Street Journal says the app is expected to be free and feature original episodes of popular TV shows for preschoolers, as well as content from the KidSafe channels featured on YouTube. That's Your Money Now.
You wouldn't leave your car unprotected, so why leave your identity unprotected? Nearly 500,000 cars were stolen in 2012. For every car stolen, 34 people had their identity stolen. Identity thieves can take your money, damage your credit, and wreak havoc on your life. Help protect yourself with LifeLock Ultimate Plus, the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. It provides protection for your social security number, bank accounts, investments, even the equity in your home. Your bank may alert you to suspicious credit or debit card activity, but a thief could still open new accounts in your name, and your credit report may only tell you after your identity's been compromised. While no one can stop all identity theft, LifeLock Ultimate Plus watches out for you in ways that banks and credit card companies alone just can't. Visit LifeLock.com and use promo code Gordon or call and mention Gordon to save 10%. Call 800-916-7170. 800-916-7170. That's 800-916-7170. Network does not cover all transactions.
This morning's report has been brought to you by Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
Join us at the Bryan Broadcasting Studios February 28th starting at 10:30 as we fill a bowl and fight hunger with empty bowls. Come to Crystal Park Plaza on Highway 6 and Emerald Parkway, and for a donation of $10, get a handmade bowl made and decorated by a Brazos Valley student or teacher, which you can fill with a hot bowl of gourmet soup from local restaurants. Money raised will benefit A&M Consolidated High School's Food Pantry and the Arts Council. This year's bowls are provided by art classes at Allen Academy, Bryan ISD, College Station ISD, and Richards ISD. Celebrate art and fight hunger with empty bowls.
Howdy, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps.
Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along.
Sound advice there from Pharrell, but can you actually make it work? Well, maybe you can. According to a professor at the University of Pennsylvania, a simple trick you can do every day to make yourself happy. And it only takes about 10 minutes.
Don't worry. Be happy.
Here's what you got to do. Each night, write down three things that went well that day. You can use pen and paper, your computer, doesn't matter. And they don't really have to be big things. A compliment on your outfit counts. Or if you got to work a few minutes early, that counts too. Then, next to each one of those things, answer the question, why did this happen? You don't need to write a paragraph, just a sentence to sum it up. Like if you got to work early, maybe you'd write down because I didn't hit the snooze button. And that's it. Studies have found that if you do that every day, it forces you to focus on the positive things in your life, and you're almost guaranteed to be a happier person 6 months down the road.
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
The guy who came up with it says it's tough for some people to come up with three good things that happened the first day. But after about a week, it gets easier and easier. And that's my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. The guys have the largest selection of suppressors anywhere in the Brazos Valley. So if that's your thing, there's your hookup. Want a shotgun or an AR for some hunting on your property? They've got that too. Plus tactical gear and a training. It's your one-stop shop for firearms. And they've also got knives. If you'd like to see more and check out their schedule for training, go to gun-corps.com. Or drift on by there in College Station on Texas Avenue, just across from the Kettle in the same shopping center as Prospectors. Increase your survivability. Gun Corps, where practical meets tactical. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you very much for listening.
Well, let's have a look at our weather. It's 627 right now, and the weather is brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Well, it's going to be okay today, but by the time the weekend's done, not so nice. The high temperature today, I got to get back to where I was supposed to be because we were looking at Lexington, Kentucky. Remember that? Oh, yeah. 72 for a high today. 77 for tomorrow. There's a slight chance of showers, about 30%. And then low temperature on Saturday night, 52. The change comes on Sunday. We'll have a high temperature of only 56 degrees, it looks like. And cloudy skies, winds out of the northeast about 10 to 15. 36 on Sunday night with a continued chance of rain, and then a 50-50 chance of showers on Monday with a high of only 39. Monday night, 40% chance of some precipitation will be right around freezing, so not going to be very pleasant no matter what. Right now, winds out of the southeast at 14 miles an hour. We have overcast skies. It's 58 degrees.
How many times have you said yes to someone when you really wanted to say no? Want to know how to say no and mean it?
Nah, yeah. You know, we've really already done that one, haven't we? I think we did that one yesterday, as a matter of fact. Okay, let me, let's see if we can find one that we can play for today.
You see somebody smiling this time of year, you know they got their tax refund. You see someone smiling and driving a hot new car or truck, you know they've been to Tom Light Chevrolet. Hi, I'm Bubba Dixon here, and during our winter clearance sale, your tax refund is your down payment. New or pre-owned car, drive away today with our best prices of the year. Come by and see us today and choose from the largest Chevrolet inventory in the Brazos Valley. From the all-new Colorado to the Chevy Cruze. From the all-new Tahoe to our best-selling Silverado. If your refund is $500, $200, even zero, yes, I said zero, you could be driving a new Chevrolet today. Check out our huge selection online, and once you see our prices, you will never want to shop anywhere else. Tom Light Chevrolet, a family business since 1972, on North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. Chevrolet, find new roads. Shop us online all the time at tomlight.com.
Is the universe finite or infinite? And if it is finite, what does the edge look like? I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
What fuels you? Here's Paul, going to the ski slopes with his buddies.
Dude, double black diamond?
Last one down buys lunch!
Paul fuels up at Exxon and Mobil stations, where our quality gasoline helps improve fuel economy. And now he could win $1,000 in Exxon Mobil gift cards just by telling us what fuels him, like skiing with his pals. 10 weekly winners. Full details at Exxon.com or Mobil.com. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
No purchase necessary. Ends April 7th, 2015. Restrictions apply. Actual fuel economy benefits may vary.
Do you want to learn how to mask your identity to browse inappropriate websites and stream media while at the office?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's web security solutions keep online activity clean and ensure internet bandwidth performance. Reclaim your network, like 150,000 other businesses already have. To learn more about preventing web-based threats, visit barracuda.com/web.
What exactly is the universe?
The universe, in a sense, is the whole thing. It's everything you could possibly think of and imagine. It's space, it's time, it's all the matter in the universe, all the galaxies.
Cosmologist and astrophysicist Jana Levin, author of the book How the Universe Got Its Spots, says the universe appears to be finite, sort of.
Well, it's finite in the most elegant way imaginable, and that is that there is no boundary and no edge, and that's what's so difficult to imagine. A simple example would be the surface of the Earth. People used to fear that if you went exploring off of the coast of Spain, you'd eventually fall off the edge, but we know now that there's no ugly edge. That's the kind of thing we're imagining for a three-dimensional universe, only it's very difficult to visualize. But it does have that elegance in the sense that if I left the Earth in a rocket and I traveled in a straight line, I would eventually come back to the Earth again. There is no boundary, no edge, and therefore no meaning to the question, what's on the other side?
And Jana says, scientifically speaking, it is likely that there are other planets like our own.
It's recently become more important astronomically because we're at the point where we might actually be able to observe such planets. They're very hard to see because planets aren't intrinsically luminous. But what we can look for are stars that have similar properties to the sun and that we think might have a planetary system around them. It's a really viable and important program in astronomy right now.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 58 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Brazos County Bank, the location of Blinn College's second Brazos County campus is now official. Trustees have approved the nearly $4 million purchase of 94 acres in West Bryan at Leonard Road and FM 2818. When fully developed, there will be 10 to 15,000 students. Brazos County Campus President Sylvia McMullen says what will initially be built has not been determined.
We know that we are driven by the need for more additional labs space. We've really run out of lab space on this campus. So to say that it would be a STEM building, now if that's one building or two buildings, how that will be built, I'm going to leave that up to the architects, but it will be master planned for our growth.
Bryan Mayor Jason Bianski, who attended Blinn, anticipates additional retail and residential development.
I would also like to acknowledge the foresight of our former city councils who had the vision to invest in the west side of Bryan, an investment that has paid off with unprecedented growth throughout the Bio Corridor, the Health Science Center, Traditions, the Atlas Master Plan development, and numerous other residential developments, the new Walmart Shopping Center, improved and expanded infrastructure, and now the new Blinn campus.
Bond financing and future capital campaign will pay for the new campus. College Station police this week arrested a Caldwell woman on charges from an incident that took place on Christmas Eve. 34-year-old Nicole Porter is out on bond following her arrest for child endangerment and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, the weapon being her full-size SUV. According to the arrest report, the incident was in the parking lot outside the Ross store. Following a disturbance inside the business between Porter and her ex, she is accused of ramming her Suburban at least six times into the car driven by her ex with his current girlfriend and their 2.5-year-old child as passengers. A Bryan man was arrested twice this week. Freedom for 19-year-old Tyler Sanchez was 26 hours after he was released at 2 in the morning on Wednesday on a warrant accusing him of striking an unattended vehicle. Sanchez was arrested by College Station police yesterday just after 4:30 in the morning for breaking into a vehicle parked north of Oaks Park. The latest arrest was after a witness tried to stop Sanchez and two others walking through a parking lot carrying backpacks. Sanchez was found hiding behind a shed with property removed from the vehicle parked on Olympia Way. Jail records indicate this is Sanchez's fourth arrest in the last 8 months. There's a shortage of new doctors in Texas. State Representative John Rainey of Bryan says that's due to not having enough GMEs, or graduate medical education, slots.
And they're not funded very well. So we have more graduates who are leaving the state to go to their residencies and not coming back. So what we need to do is create more of those GMEs so that we can keep our doctors inside the state of Texas.
Rainey was told new doctors will establish practices within 30 miles of where they perform their residencies. The Texas Supreme Court has granted the Attorney General's office request for a hold on two same-sex marriage cases from Austin. One involves a probate trial and the other a marriage license. The revelation of the marriage license to two women was announced by Travis County officials. Say the couple, who was described as medically fragile, were married in a ceremony presided over by a rabbi immediately after getting the license. The couple then told a news conference where Sarah Goodfriend announced she has ovarian cancer, and Suzanne Bryan noted it was bittersweet that there are thousands of other Texans who would like to have their relationship recognized.
You know, we can't control what the AG's office wants to do, and if they want to come in and try and undo this, they will. But we have a valid marriage license, and I don't think they can.
But Texas A&M Law School professor Meg Penrose says someone's medical emergency should not elevate their constitutional rights above another American citizen.
I really don't care what people think about the substance of same-sex marriage. This approach is really problematic constitutionally. This is not the way you would like to see any rights be broadened.
The Supreme Court order did not invalidate the license. Attorney General Ken Paxton says he's seeking to void the license through other means that he did not disclose. Brazos Valley's Toyota dealerships have expanded to South Dallas. Paul Atkinson says he was contacted about acquiring what was an underperforming location, similar to the circumstances when the Bryan dealership was purchased in 1999.
Combination of having great people, which we've been very, very fortunate in these two communities to have great people, and those people write some very, very good processes on how we do our business. And that's what's made us successful. And obviously having Toyota product doesn't hurt either.
The new Atkinson Toyota South Dallas will do some of the same philanthropic projects as Bryan College Station in Madisonville. And marketing plans include visits by Repo Joe, who's seen at other locations.
You know, get a staff completely built and prepared and get the inventory bought in order to have a Repo Joe sale. Darren and I were laughing about this last weekend. If we ran a Repo Joe sale now, we would run out of used cars in the first weekend.
Atkinson says expansion talks continue, looking to have a total of 5 to 7 locations in the next few years. WTAW News Time is 6:38. It's 57 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news on the way at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important and is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians, expert care focused on you.
Balak is making a difference in your family's comfort and your power bills too. Making your life a lot more comfortable is what we do.
Have you experienced a Malik difference? Turn to the experts at Malik & Carrier for your indoor comfort, and we'll show you all your options. If you decide to replace your system with an energy-efficient carrier, we'll give you cash back for your old equipment. As the Brazos Valley's number one air conditioning and heating company, Malik proudly installs Carrier and services all models with discounts for military and senior citizens. Call 776-2222 or go to malikservice.com. Malik, making a difference in your family's comfort. License number TACLA 92626.
Malik is
making a difference for you.
Good morning. It's 6:40. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines in a peaceful country setting just south of College Station. Visit peachcreekvineyards.com.
Cloudy for today. There's the chance of a stray shower. Temperatures will be up to about 65 to 70, and the winds will be picking up as well. Cloudy tonight, windy, maybe a shower or two overnight, lows near 65. Cloudy, windy, the chance of a couple of showers tomorrow, highs near 75. Turning partly cloudy tomorrow night, breezy with lows around 50. Clouds are back on Sunday, breezy, chance of a shower, cooler, a high of 55 Sunday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
You know, the thing that makes it special is there's about eight or nine young ladies that really contributed.
They did, and everybody that started for A&M was in double figures last night as they got a road upset in Kentucky. We have more on A&M women's basketball, also updates from high school basketball with the Lady Tigers and Lady Rangers, plus a whole lot more in sports here in about 10 minutes.
So it would be a team victory, is that right? A team win, is that what we call it?
Yes, pretty much.
Going to take them one game at a time.
Yes.
But give 110% while we're out there.
Yes.
Okay.
Did you go to cliche school?
No, just kind of stood around and listened to a lot of them for years. That would be enough. That would be enough. So, Rudy Giuliani.
Ooh, Lord.
Tell you
what. Fire.
Yeah. In case you didn't hear, I mean, there was a lot of talk about it, but in case you didn't hear, Rudy saying, well, that he's not exactly sure that the president loves America.
I agree.
He doesn't love America. He doesn't love you. And he doesn't love me. And he wasn't brought up the way that you were brought up. And I was brought up through love of this country. What country has left so many young men and women dead abroad to save our countries without taking land? This is not the colonial empire that somehow he has in his hand. I have never felt that from him. I have felt that from W, meaning George W. Bush. I've felt that from Clinton. I've felt that from every American president, including ones I disagree with, including Carter. I don't feel that about President Obama. Yeah, so there.
I think he's right.
I would agree. Now, what's interesting... What is interesting is this particular story said he made these remarks at a dinner that was attended by Scott Walker. Oh, my God. Oh, no.
The humanity.
2 degrees of Kevin Bacon
yeah.
here. Good night.
Man, well, there's no way that guy could be the nominee for the Republican Party if he was in the room.
No.
We can't be having any of that kind of stuff.
Mm-mm.
So, in other words, if you sit in the room and hear what's said, that stink gets on you. Is that what we're saying?
Yes.
Whoa.
Sounds
like some chickens coming home to roost.
Yeah. Let's see. Where did he go to church in Chicago? Never mind. No reason.
He was just a member. Don't
That's
you?
Right. He was a member.
He was asleep in the back.
For That's 17
right.
years.
Yeah. Well, he wasn't paying attention.
Yet, for so. 17 years.
But the president yesterday delivered another address to wrap up the multi-day White House summit battling extremism.
I have audio from that. You ready?
Oh, yeah.
Kumbaya.
Yeah, really. In addressing the representatives from 60 countries at the State Department, he said, quote, "The notion that the West is at war with Islam is an ugly lie, and all of us, regardless of faith, have a responsibility to reject it. We are here today because we are united against the scourge of violent extremism and..." Wait a minute. He apparently said the word terrorism yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
That's
wow.
a start.
That'd be a news alert, wouldn't it?
No, because it's generic terrorism.
Oh, that's right. We come from different countries and different cultures and different faiths, but we all are in the same boat. We have to help each other to get out of this crisis. Oh, this is a crisis. Okay. Now, if that's not enough, then Lurch yesterday at the same summit warned against using the military to defeat terrorism. How are we going to do that if it's not going to be with the military? Here's Lurch's quote. You have to take the people off the battlefield who are there today, but you're kind of stupid if all you do is that and you don't prevent more people from going to the battlefield. If they're dead, they can't go to the battlefield, I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Kerry added, you cannot defeat what you don't understand.
Really?
To that end, okay. as I am not a historian,
yeah,
or a theological scholar, there's an article I read that I've seen posted and reposted by people who I agree with and also people who disagree with me.
Uh-huh.
It's been well received and it's long. So, but I highly encourage you because I have to trust what I read here. It makes the most sense. And all I did was post the, and I'll tell you which one it is, but I posted a link and just said, if you know better than this guy or me, tell me why this doesn't, because it really hits home. But it's an article in theatlantic.com.
Okay.
It's called What ISIS Really Wants.
Okay. And who is the guy who wrote this?
Graham Wood. It's a G-R-A-E-M-E.
So, okay.
But Graham Wood. And it's in the, if you get The Atlantic, it says it's in the magazine this month. It's long. It's in depth. And really what it gets down to is this isn't some offshoot of Islam. This is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, instead of calling it radical Islam, it should be called fundamental Islam.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
Because it is to the letter. They are, you know, to compare it to something we might have in our minds, strict constitutionalism.
Okay, well, all right.
They strictly adhere to it. But
or dogma. I mean, this is a dogmatic approach.
At the very end, there was something that made me feel a little better because I thought, golly, if these guys are it, if they think they're the purest form of Islam, but what's the counter to that? There's a quietist Islamic movement.
Okay.
And they say that, yes, those things are in there, but if you really want to adhere to it, you have to make yourself right first before you start worrying about converting other people.
Yeah, well,
so
okay.
Anyway, great article. It took me about 30 minutes to read.
But that basically true with any religion.
Absolutely.
Get yourself right.
Well, that's more along the lines of what I think about religion.
Right. That's a different kind of proselytizing, isn't it? I'm just saying. Yeah. All right, finally today, let's turn our attention to Texas. We don't need no stinking tests for them seniors.
Nah.
Nope. Texas lawmakers took aim at the state's standardized testing system yesterday, considered a proposal to allow high school seniors to graduate even if they fail the state tests. Even if they fail the state tests.
Huh?
Yeah. Students who are otherwise doing well in school should not be kept from getting a high school diploma because of a standardized test, said Kel Siegler. Yeah, that's what he said. Here's the deal. The plan is that school districts would be able to set up these boards, okay? These boards of people who could look and be educators and counselors and parents who would weigh factors like grades, college entrance exam scores, and attendance to determine whether a student should graduate even if they failed the state standardized tests.
So not even just a participation ribbon?
No, the test doesn't count. So why do we have the test?
All you got to do is just show up.
That's exactly right. Or what if you're a good football player?
It's winter. Your diesel needs power service. Add diesel fuel supplement plus cetane boost in the white bottle to your diesel fuel every time you fill up. It prevents fuel from gelling and protects against fuel filter icing. But if your diesel is already gelled or iced up, you need the red bottle of power service diesel 911. It gets fuel flowing and your engine up and running again. Learn more at powerservice.com. Get power service at auto and farm and ranch stores nationwide.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, February 21st, learn about sheep and goat marketing in the Brazos Valley. Many area producers face challenges marketing their offspring, and we'll tell you about more options this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Why build a boulevard when a little side street will do? Sometimes you just need a small pathway to get from one part of your landscape to another, and you're not really sure that it calls for another ribbon of concrete. What are your other pathway alternatives, particularly those you can build on your own? Well, I have some that can be done in a weekend. I'll be back with details right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, self-published so I could have the book I've always wanted. This is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening written 24 years ago. This is an entirely new format. 840 of my photographs and 344 pages. Chapter 1 is the basics of gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 covers a monthly calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of your plants. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. It's only $28.95, regular $32.95, plus tax and postage. You'll be getting a signed copy. It's not in stores. It is not on Amazon. It's available only from my office. 1-800-752-GROW. That's 1-800-752-4769. It's also available from my website, Neil Sperry. NeilSperry.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. We're talking today about easy do garden paths, things you can do yourself probably in a weekend. How about pine bark mulch as a pathway surface? We know it, we love it. Pine bark mulch conserves water, it cuts down on weed growth. It moderates the rates at which our soil temperatures change. We even use it to loosen tight clays, but as a pathway surface? Well, yes, indeed. You simply pour it out and start walking. 1 to 2 inches spread over bare ground. 10 bags in 10 minutes and your path is installed. Sure, it floats, but it's also very affordable should a heavy rain wash it away. All the while, it's improving the soil. And best of all, no other pathway smells half as good as you're installing it. I like finely ground pine bark mulch very, very much. Then there are flagstones. Just about everyone enjoys building walks out of rock. Flagstones are fun and they're durable. However, compared to bark mulch, they're a lot harder to lay. It begins with a purchase. Tell the stone yard what you're wanting to accomplish and have accurate measurements of the length and width of your path. They'll show you the best and the flattest types that they sell, and they'll help you determine how much stone you'll need to have them deliver. You'll always have waste, and unless you're just looking for large stepping stones for occasional traffic, you'll need to chip and fit the pieces of your puzzle together. So figure on buying 15% more than the minimum. You'll end up needing it. You can use it somewhere else if you have to. If you're lucky enough to find antique paving bricks, grab them quickly. They're hard to come by and they're virtually indestructible. Or you can buy new hard-fired pavers. Where conventional bricks used in construction of homes will deteriorate from repeated freezing and thawing, paving bricks will endure. All bricks will be safer and more secure if you'll place them on edge rather than on their large flat surfaces. Increase the outer spacings between the bricks slightly as you turn around corners. Then there are concrete stepping stones. You can buy prefab concrete squares and rounds, or you can build them yourself. I've done that. You get boxes 2 inches deep, 12 inches wide, and 12 or 16 inches long. Use double-headed nails so you can pull the frames off. You put the concrete in, and as the concrete cures, you can push rock salt into it to give it a pitted look. And I've even used leaves in my concrete, and I use a rock hammer to knock off the corners so it gives them more of an aged look. I'm Neil Sperry. Until next time, happy gardening.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:53. Texas A&M women's basketball team hit the road to the Bluegrass State and got a big road win.
48-36. One more from Courtney. It's on the way. It's good as well. And the biggest lead of the night for Texas A&M at 13 points, 49-36.
And it never really got close after that either. Courtney Walker led the Aggies with 19 points. All of the starters for A&M, as a matter of fact, finished in double digits. And the number 15 A&M team ended up walking away from number 11, 81-69 in Kentucky. The win moved the ladies to a tie for third place in the SEC. Here's assistant coach Bob Starkey following the, quote, signature win on the road.
You know, the thing that makes it special is there's about eight or nine young ladies that really contributed some special plays, special minutes, and that's what makes you feel good as a coach. When all the components come together and we handled a little bit of adversity and got through that, you know, they have a great crowd here, and the full court pressure, I thought we handled that. You felt pretty good in the second half when they finally dropped down to that zone because they just couldn't guard this man.
The ladies return to Reed Arena Sunday to host Florida in the Beat the Hell Out of Breast Cancer game. Pregame is 2:45. The tip-off is at 3 o'clock, and it's on News Talk 1620 WTAW. In high school basketball action, the A&M Consolidated Lady Tigers scratched out a 48-46 win over Brenham in the Class 5A area girls basketball game. Now, Consol will play the winner of the Tom Ball Pflugerville-Conley game that is being played this evening. The Lady Tigers regional quarterfinal game will be Tuesday. If Tom Ball wins, the game's in Montgomery. If it's Conley, they head to Giddings. The 14th-ranked Lady Rangers ran over Houston Stratford 72-50, and it really wasn't that close late. Rutter geared up the defense, and they couldn't handle it. Rutter coach Michael Stenseth gave the credit to the girls' stiffened D.
The aggressiveness and the play of us on defense was a huge factor because we didn't score the ball very well the first 5 minutes of the first quarter. We were missing a lot of shots, but we talk all the time, it's going to be defense that will win for you when you're not shooting the ball well.
The Lady Rangers will play the Region 3 quarterfinal round next week against the winner of tonight's game between Hutto and Tomball Memorial. The number 22 Texas A&M softball team heads back to the West Coast to take on the field in the 2015 Mary Nutter Classic in Cathedral City, California. The Aggies will open this weekend today, actually, at noon against BYU, and you can catch that game on AM 1510 KAGC. The Texas A&M men's golf team stands in fourth place, just 8 shots off the lead after 36 holes at the John Burns Intercollegiate at the Waialua Golf Club in Hawaii. They'll play the final round today. In NASCAR action, Jeff Gordon earned the pole last week for Sunday's Daytona 500. This week, Dale Earnhardt Jr. and Jimmy Johnson won their respective dual qualifiers in the Busch 150s last night. Danica Patrick almost got in a wreck, managed to get pushed back up by Kurt Busch, and finished within the field to qualify 20th. In Lone Star NBA action, DeAndre Jordan had 26 points and 18 rebounds, and the Los Angeles Clippers ran away from the San Antonio Spurs 119-115. Russell Westbrook had 34 and 10 assists to help Oklahoma City beat Dallas 104-89. And in the NHL, Andrew Desjardins scored 2 second-period goals as the San Jose Sharks held off the Dallas Stars 5-2. Dallas Stars coach Lindy Ruff said the guys actually had a shot to win it.
I don't have any problem with the effort in the game. I thought our effort was where it needed to be. We had some opportunities to make some plays and double clutched a lot of pucks. We had some plays we could have made. You know, early in the second period, Spez alone, Spez on a 2-on-1, Sieves double clutched one, Fids double clutched one. And when you give a team a lead like that, we knew it was going to be hard afterwards. They were playing a smart game.
And by the way, it's officially baseball season. Spring training starts today with pitchers and catchers. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Do you have a patio, porch, or deck you don't use because it's too cold, too hot, or the pesky mosquitoes and bugs? Imagine a bug-free, weather-free enclosure. A year-round usable space from Sunrooms for You. Sunrooms for You can enclose your patio area to make a year-round enjoyable living space from screen enclosures to high-efficiency glass rooms for your comfort. Save big during our before and after sale. Go to sunroomsforyou.com. That's Sunrooms, the number 4. And the letter U.com or call 599-5250 today.
It's that time of year again, truck month, and nobody does it bigger or better than Team of Navasota. With over 600 vehicles in stock and discounts as deep as $10,000 off 2015 Chevy Silverado 1500s. There's no better time to buy than truck month, and there's no better place than Team of Navasota. If you've been waiting for the perfect time to get your nice price, the time is now with $10,000 off 2015 Chevy Silverado 1500s at Team of Navasota's truck month. Call, come by, or click teamofnavasota.com today.
Do you wear dentures? Imagine never having to remove them again. No messy glues and being able to eat.